Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, thank you so much.
Well, we had a great fiscal year, except for the last quarter, in 2018. But we're looking at a new year, and we're going to be looking at a new state budget very soon. What's some of your views of how this year worked out and what we might be looking at in the coming year and how it will affect state government and the budget?
Mike, as you know, I'm a certified public accountant and I've been a chief financial officer in my prior life, prior to coming to the legislature 2 years ago. And in my civilian practice, I specialize in keeping companies out of bankruptcy. And Pennsylvania, due to some great fiscal constraint on the part of the legislature in the past year, has been able to hold the line on spending. At the same time, due to the strength of the economy at the federal level and the national level, the budget surplus so far this year is about $300 million ahead of where we projected it to be. Additionally, spending is a little bit less than we expected it to be at this point in time as well. The good news is that we're $300 million ahead. What I'm concerned about, and I would encourage all of us to consider, is after this many years of a succession of good economic years, we only have $22 million in a rainy day fund. And what I'm particularly concerned about is there is no projection yet in the next couple of years of a recession, when more and more people are beginning, from an economic perspective, believe a recession could hit. So we're not very well prepared for a coming recession if one were to occur, without either having a significant tax increase or cutting out some additional spending. So what I'm recommending is that with this good fiscal year that we've had this coming year, and with the budgeting cycle that's about to start, we use the results that we've gotten, the $300 million, and put that type of a fund improvement into the rainy day fund to get us ready for the next cycle. I think it's interesting that our neighbor to the south, the state of Maryland, has a situation where their revenue is $500 million higher than expected, and their expenses are $500 million less than expected. And their comptroller, who is a Democrat, wisely said to others, please take that $1 billion and put it into the rainy day fund so that we can get ready. The states are woefully unprepared to deal with another recession, and Pennsylvania is one of them. We have made great progress. And again, I'm incredibly impressed with the great work that's been done by our leadership and the appropriations departments at keeping spending under control. But we have a long way to go, and it's time now to start putting some of those funds away. I'll be introducing a bill as an example that says that any of the funds that the Auditor General identifies as being clawed back, meaning that it should have been spent to begin with, that all of those monies be put into the rainy day fund. We're hoping to add $13 million to that on top of the recommendation that we do the $300 million from the budget surplus so far. So what the point I'm trying to get and encourage everyone to look at is that we've had some great economic years. The 2008 and 2009 recession stayed with us for a really long period of time. We're not yet prepared for the next recession, although we've made some great strides in the budget. We have a long way to go. And as a financial person, as a chief financial officer in my prior life, I would encourage us to take this fiscal improvement, bank it so that we can be ready to continue to provide the services to our citizens that we need to be able to provide should another recession hit. And that's one of the things I'm going to be fighting for significantly in the next term in the legislature.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.